always forget somebody.
That's why I try not to have friends or gatherings. Because then it's like, where do you draw the line? You know what I mean? You invite one guy, you got to invite five guys, you got to invite everybody you know. That's like when Laura and I did the, you know, our sort of wedding reception, we did a thing at Produce Row a while back. And it was a whole lot of, and I just had to put my foot down because it's like if you invite 10, then they got friends, and then it's not who do you want there, it's who's going to be pissed if they don't get invited. That's the thing. And there was like, before we knew it, there was like 150 people invited. And finally, I just put my foot down as the man. I just finally put my foot down. I'm like, baby, we got to hold it to like 50 people. Because we're feeding all of these bastards. So, I mean, I don't care that much. So, anyway, everybody's got a freaking girlfriend or a boyfriend, you know. So it's like everybody you invite becomes two people. So that means really you can only invite 25 people because then you know that's 50. So, anyway, yeah, that's my whole thing. Well, no, I'm just saying that's why I take no offense that I wasn't invited to your thing last night at the Montage. Because, you know.
Oh, no, I knew you wouldn't.
Because I wouldn't go anyway.
No, it's just I know. And it was just yesterday afternoon, like, I couldn't figure out who I should ask. And then, like, right. Yeah, you ask one person, you ask a million. And then, of course, when I got there, I remembered that I didn't ask a few of my friends, and then you feel like crap about
it. Yes, you do. Especially when they hear about it from somebody else. It's a whole lot of, hey, so what about the great thing that happened at Sarah's party? What party? You know, and then it's all very awkward. But we're going to go to Jim Roop here in just one second. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Dennis Pitsenbarger, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing, my friend?
Feeling quite neglected. I was invited to neither the gathering for Sarah.
Oh, come on, baby farmer. Like, you could have come.
Baby farmer. Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing was, I was listening to the show yesterday. I was thinking, gosh, as my wife and I didn't go out on Friday night, we sat at home doing nothing on
baby
Saturday night.
Baby farmer.
With your child?
No.
Where was the child?
It was a adult night for us.
Okay, I don't want to hear about that.
And then go into the secret room.
I was going to say, you totally.
Well, you know.
Is the safe word cabbage?
No, banana.
Okay, you have thank you. You have another adult night. You're just going to have another baby, my friend. And then you're never going to be like Scotty saying, I'll have a life again in 15 years.
No.
Which is not true.
No, we're one and done. My daughter has gotten her first cold.
I thought you said you guys were going to have another one.
Well, my daughter had a cold. And my daughter had a fever for a few days. And my little, darling, beautiful, well-behaved 10-month-old became the devil.
Yeah, it's called.
And,
they're called children.
Yeah. And that
yours is not different.
No, and that cured that right up. My wife just, I think we're one and done.
Okay. And write down the day and time you said that.
Oh, I know. I know.
See what the Vegas line on that is. Everybody says that, you know. They all said, well, I think we're done having children. And then.
Is she on the pill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we take. There's several levels of safety.
DEFCON 5 levels. All right, you get the Devo suit on.
Oh,
it's that time again.
Yes.
All right.
There's several items in play.
I don't want to hear about that. Let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show live from the City of Angels, CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop. Hello,
good
sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, brother man?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Just
you know,
okay?
You know why? Because I don't have a shrieking infant at home with colic. That's why. That's why. I can go anywhere. I can do anything.
Take a nap when you want.
Yes, I don't, but I could.
Yep.
So, anyway, there you go.
It's just knowing that you can. That makes it all good.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know what it is? It's like, here's the thing. It's like if you have asthma and you carry the inhaler with you, which I did as a child. And I was saying, you know, if the thing is, if you have the inhaler, you don't ever need it. It's when you don't have the inhaler that you freak out and get the asthma attack. Well, you know what it is? I don't really go anywhere. I don't really have friends or a social life or things I do or groups or activities. I try not to leave the home in any way. But, I could. I could drive to Vegas tonight if I wanted to. You know, and the thing is...
What's that like?
I'm just... because you have children. I mean, so
yeah,
it's...
Three.
Yeah, and so, again, and I try not to lord it over people. I'm just saying I value that potential in my life. You know what it's like? Here's what it's like.
When I'm 70, I can do that.
Yes. You and Scotty J were telling us, someday I'll have a life again. It's like this. My friend Todd used to do this great thing. He would go into Tidyman's, which is like a Ralph's. It's like a supermarket. He was such a bastard. He would do this, and he has kids now, which is his punishment. He would go into Safeway or to Tidyman's, and he would walk in, and he would sometimes walk down the candy aisle as an adult. And then, you know, there'd be like, you know, there's always kids kind of in the candy aisle, sort of looking at, you know, the candy, whatever, while their parents are, you know, off doing whatever. And he'd go there, and he'd take out his wallet, and he'd just start idly rifling through money. You go, you know, I could buy every piece of candy here, but I'm going to go buy asparagus instead. And then he'd just sort of walk off, just to screw with him a little, just to warp him young. That's me, you know. I'm not going to go to Vegas tonight. I could, though. Dennis?
I admit I have done that before. I have actually had 50 or 75 cents in my pocket, and when the lady isn't looking and the crying kid is begging for a Hershey bar, just slip him the 50 cents.
Really?
Oh, totally.
I don't want to be caught slipping 50 cents to children in public. I don't get you tarred and feathered.
Well, I mean, you just kind of look at him. Here you go, kid. Buy a candy bar.
End up pressed between two stones. You don't want that. All right. Jim Roop, let's talk. I swear to God, the kids on the net are calling it GooTube.
Is that right?
That's what the kids online are calling it. They are my fine friends at the San Jose Mercury News, who run one of the definitive technology blogs around Good Morning at Silicon Valley. They're calling it GooTube.
It'll be interesting to see if Google can make this online video thing make some money.
Well, here's why it's interesting. Because Google's video search itself has just been belly up. Google video has done nothing. It's done no business at all.
Right.
And so Google is clearly taking a page out of the Microsoft book where, like, those who can do, those who can't, buy somebody who can.
But the smartest thing they did was make it an all-stock deal.
Yeah.
They fill out $1.
Yep.
They'll give you a piece of the pie.
Google
pie gets baked.
Google is really amazing. It really is like an inverted pyramid in a way that they've got this $1 trillion empire where everything is just predicated on something that everybody else tried to do, which is a search engine. I mean, there's a million search engines. And somehow Google managed to leverage the fact that they were better than the others at just doing this one thing and doing it really well. They leveraged that into own. I mean, we're all going to end up owning the world. I mean, this is going to be a Google soft, micro Google. I mean, Bill Gates and Google are going to own everything everywhere on Earth, and we're all going to be their bitches. That's really what it's going to be.
I'm already barking.
You write that down. You say, Emerson, you quote me in one of your stories. Some pundits are saying that all Americans will be Google's bitches. That'll be your man on the street comment. That should be your poll. Will we or will we not be the bitches of Google?
I think we will.
Yes.
I think we already are to a degree.
Yeah.
We can't do anything without Googling something.
It's true. And that once you become a verb, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to become a verb. To be, you know, to Emerson, which I guess just means to flail pointlessly and to have no idea what you're doing.
Real Munson.
Yes, well done, sir. But the thing about YouTube is, and that Mark Cuban was talking about, that Mark Cuban's nobody's idea of a fool. That guy's a smart guy. He was talking about YouTube is just one big, I mean, they're walking liability, man. I mean, YouTube, their entire business structure depends on purloined and illicit content, right?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the only thing that's on YouTube. Here's the only thing that people search on YouTube. South Park clips, music videos, and a lot of depressed 15-year-old girls staring into the camera and referring to themselves as Raven Rose. That's it, man.
But if anybody can make it work, it'll be Google.
I suppose.
They'll upgrade the thing and make it a whole... You know, they're banking on, TV viewers and TV advertisers migrating over. That's what they're banking on.
I guess. I'm just pissed that I didn't buy stock. That's it. I'm just angry that I didn't buy Google stock. I'm angry I didn't buy Yahoo stock. I'm angry that I've never bought stock in any of the billion things that now are incredibly lucrative.
But you can drive to Las Vegas tonight if you want.
That's true. In your face,
there
bitches.
You are.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. When is the last time you went to Vegas, my friend?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you have to stop and think.
It's got to be 15 years.
No,
maybe
really?
Maybe more.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you saying period or as like just to have fun?
No, I'm... It's a period. I haven't been there in probably... Oh, no. I lie. I drove through it in 2002 on my way to Utah.
Oh, God.
For the Olympics.
God, that's depressing.
I drove through it, and I remembered, I marveled at how built up it was.
Well, I guess you're in L.A., though. You can gamble there. You can go to the Hustler Club or whatever. You don't necessarily have to. It's not like here. Here, there's nowhere really to gamble. There's nowhere that is appreciable to gamble here in Portland. You kind of got to go to, you know, go to a place.
What's the drive like to Vegas from where you are?
God, I don't know. I've never driven. Dennis, to Vegas?
It's about 15 hours to Reno, and it's about another 6 to Vegas.
Oh. So, like, a whole day. That's a full day's worth of driving.
Yeah, see, it's a 4.5, 5-hour drive for me. I don't know why I don't go more often. Well, hell, I got 3 kids, damn it.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. Well, you can just take them. You can probably get some good coin for them. There's that pawn shop by the El Cortez. If your kids, if they're toilet trained, you probably get even more, my friend.
Yeah, well, you're probably right.
They have preschools in Vegas, man. You drop them off.
Here's the thing. Well, I was talking to McCarthy about this earlier, because my wife, she does this thing every now and again. She's going to do it this year, where she plans. This sounds like some cutesy couple thing, and I suppose it is. But she does this thing where she plans a mystery Christmas vacation, where I don't know where we're going for Christmas over the holidays until I get to the airport. She, like, and last time it was to San Francisco, and I didn't know. She's like, pack, you know, just like an all-purpose set of clothes, whatever. Get to the airport. It's like, hey, here's your ticket to San Francisco, you know, and then we go there. So she's doing it somewhere this year, and I know, I was talking to McCarthy, because one of the places she talked about was New Orleans, which I think is we're going to take off the list, since McCarthy said that the National Guard is just down there shooting everybody right now. So, and it's gone, and everything has gone up in price, so we're going to skip that. But we have actually kind of talked about having Christmas in Las Vegas, and I'm unclear about whether that would be great or terrible. You know? So, one of those two, I gotta figure it out. So, New Year's in Vegas would be cool. Christmas in Vegas might just be sad.
Well, you get a lot of, much like what happens in Hawaii, and I know this is gonna come out all wrong, but please, folks, take this the way it's intended, not the way you hear it.
Okay.
But yeah, there'll be, you get a big, Jewish contingency, in Las Vegas and in Hawaii around Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know? Not that that's bad or anything, I'm just saying, that's, so it will be crowded.
So folks from Idaho may want to avoid the...
It will be crowded in Las Vegas at Christmas.
But that's cool with me. I mean, to me, it's just the experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be... Christmas in Vegas would be awesome. Can't you just see, like, Santa Claus standing there? Oh, whatever, kid. Here's a coupon to the buffet. Get out of my...
Seriously. 2-for-1 slots. Lucy slots in town. Ho, ho. Come see our hot selection of girls. Ho, ho.
Oh, yeah, that'd be worth going.
Shrimp cocktail, $1.99.
Oh. This evening. Oh. Las Vegas.
Then I got to go here, but I got to tell you, this is the last. Where was I? With the Christmas that we went to San Francisco, actually. We left on Christmas Day. God, was that set true? And then we went back to L.A. Anyway, we ended up somehow in Escondido on Christmas Day at a casino. I forget how they even worked. God, what the hell was wrong with us? I don't know how that worked, but we ended up somehow
Escondido's like San Diego.
I must be thinking of somewhere else. We ended up somewhere, though. Maybe that was another trip. Anyway, the point is, on Christmas Day, we ended up at some casino somewhere. And for us, it was just like, because we were a couple hours early for the flight and we had some time to kill, fine, we'll go gamble. Everybody else at the casino, they weren't waiting for a flight. They were just busted ass freaking gambling addicts with nowhere to go, and their families have disowned them. So they're there with no teeth gambling away their last few pennies on Christmas Day. That'll make you glad. That'll make you count your blessings, my friend. All right. Hey, do you want to pretend to be me on Thursday and interview Dane Cook?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, I didn't think so. All right, Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Have fun.
Just
keep this in mind.
Yeah.
You can go to Vegas anytime you want.
That's what I'm saying.
There you are.
Keep that in my back pocket. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen, live from Los Angeles.
I can go to Vegas.
I love Jim Roop.
Oh, sure you can.
What?
You couldn't even go to Dante's for Rockstar Supernova.
And that's like a mile away.
Hey, when was the last time you were in Vegas? How long ago?
Actually, it's been a while, probably. You've been there more recently.
When was the last time you went there for company business, though.
That's not fair.
No. I went there for a week. It blew like $7,000.
I actually have not been there for... God, the last time... When was I going to Vegas? It's when a girl who was going with us broke her ankle. That's how I remember that trip. Fortunately, it wasn't on the way there. It was on the way back. She got off the airport shuttle at PDX, stepped out of the shuttle, bam, twist the ankle, and you hear it snap from across the parking lot. Yeah. We were like 15 feet away, and we heard like a... Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll give you credit. I know, because at about 5:15 to 5:25 a.m. each and every morning... It's not quite that
Dennis
bad.
Dennis Bitchenbarger, do you remember this sound? Yeah. That ought to be your birth control. That ought to be right there.
Oh, it's like one and done.
Whenever you turn off the light switch in your bedroom, it ought to go, you know, it's like the clap on, clap off. Whenever you turn off the light in your bedroom, it ought to be, just, you know, so you can just, you know, remind you to reach for the box. You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't stop me from reaching for the bottle.
Okay. Let's take a couple of these. People have been holding for like 40 days and 40 nights here. Let's see. I'm just going to go from the top. Scotty J.
He's gone. Okay. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. We're talking about this list, the top 10 women who should never, ever, ever do a Hollywood love scene. If you can pick, if you can guess number six, you'll win a pair of passes to the OMSI Star Wars exhibit and a copy of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck between the two roses, but damn, man, I got, like, brain cancer.
That's a wonderful image. Thank you.
I think I got brain cancer sitting on my cell phone, but...
We've all got problems.
I'd say Roseanne Barr.
No, Roseanne Barr, actually not on the list, and I don't know why that is. Now, look, this is not my list. This is a list created by, and I don't want to give the name of the company because then some bastard will go Google this, but they polled 8,000 people here to see which female celebrity should never have a Hollywood love scene. And Roseanne Barr, I swear to God, not on the list. I would totally do Roseanne Barr. I'm telling you right now in front of God and everybody, just to say I did it.
Roseanne Barr as in, like, before or Roseanne Barr lately?
I'd prefer before.
Just because she was nasty and mean?
She was cute, and she was cute. People don't remember this. Now, she was always a big woman. There's no getting around that. Big lady. But you know what? She was cute. I do mean that. Back, like, in the Domestic Goddess early Roseanne sitcom days, she was kind of hot in a sort of slutty, trashy, big woman kind of way. Now, like a lot of plastic surgery...
Yeah, when I'm trying to get rid of wood, I either think of Roseanne or Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, no, that's true. Sort of like a tingle be gone.
Yeah, no, right. I saw that Employee of the Month, the premiere last Wednesday.
Is it crap?
Kind of, yeah. Dan Cook needs to stay with stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did give Jessica Simpson, like, these huge elf ears. Like, that was their stitch, you know? Like, she had big...
ears.
Huge, like, beyond big ears.
Now, when you're saying big ears, is this code? Are you really meaning ears?
They, like, put big ears over her ears, and that's why she was hiding them under her hair the whole movie, and then they show them, and it's perfect.
Really?
It makes the whole movie worth watching.
Really? Now, do you mean that honestly? It makes the whole movie worth watching?
Honestly,
worth $9.
I went to see it for free.
Okay, well, that lowers the whole bar, my friend. All right.
I'll do anything for free.
Duly noted, Jesse. All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're not going to find me at the movie theater dropping $9 to see that over Departed.
No, screw that. Have you seen Departed yet? Anybody else?
It's on the schedule for adult night.
All right, I won't comment on it yet.
I don't have any parties to go to.
I will not comment on Departed until you all have seen it. I made some observation, but not a bad film. Things about it I didn't like. I don't love it as much as everybody did. I give it like 3 stars out of 4.
I've heard a lot about how it's the best he's done in a long time, but not the best he's done.
That's what I'm saying. It's like better than The Aviator, but I mean, that's not really like a big, bold statement. You know what I mean? It's not as good. It's no Goodfellas. It is not a masterpiece, like everybody's saying, but it's a good, solid film. And again, any Scorsese film is better than almost anything else.
It's almost like...
What's good about it outweighs what's bad about it. I'll say that.
Is it something along the lines of Ocean 12, where it's like, how many stars can you pack into one movie?
That's the problem. Actually, to be fair, that is one of the problems with Scorsese right now, and Woody Allen has the same problem, so does Oliver Stone, where it's distractingly packed with stars, where every scene... You're watching the movie, and you're into this, okay, Matt Damon's this, and Leonardo DiCaprio's this, okay, go. Oh, hey, look, it's Martin Sheen. Hey, look, it's Alec Baldwin. Look, it's Mark Wahlberg. Look, it's, you know, Sean Penn. Look, it's another guy. Look, it's, the Woody Allen movies do the same thing now, where every scene they unveil some huge star, and it's like stunt casting. It gets really, it gets distracting. Let's see, is this your name, Pharaoh?
Yes, sir. I have called to tell you that you're a complete bastard for making me call on this subject. Dane Cook is fabulous. First of all, Employee of the Month was a good movie. I don't know what the blonde chick's name is, but she's dumb as a rock. I don't know. I saw something about her on Comedy Central.
Are you missing your... You've got like a... Hello, Rick.
I'm on a payphone. I've been standing here for like 15 minutes. I'm late for my class because of you.
Oh, my God.
I have to have him on the show.
I'm sorry. You should have told Scotty you were on a payphone. I didn't think those existed anymore.
No, he's a dick. He didn't ask.
I'm sorry. Okay, so... Well, let's get back. Hold on just a second. A, you called me sir, which is kind of hot. B, Pharaoh. I know everybody asks this.
Will
but
you
is that,
not hit on her? Let's talk about the movie.
No, I'm just curious. Is Pharaoh? Pharaoh, like with a PH? I know everybody must ask that, but I'm curious. Hello.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks. That boy, that bites hard. Hello. She lost us 15 minutes on a payphone.
Late for class.
And now she's... the phone drops her. Oh. Oh.
My God, it's hot in here.
Is it hot where you are? Yeah. That never gets old. Oh, God.
What did you say it was? It stuck at 81?
It was 82 the last time I checked.
I mean, have you noticed that I'm wearing, like, the full-on Sopranos shirt with the undershirt?
You get, like, four layers of clothing.
I'm
going to
end
up
being, like, the pitted-out Soprano in a minute.
I can't believe... I can't get over that phone call. That was fantastic. I mean, not for her. But standing at a payphone to be on a hold, and the phone just flushes her.
You got to give her credit for dedication.
I really do. Okay. I feel bad. Dennis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Dennis.
Oh, no, this is Pharaoh.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. It's Dennis.
Yes, I picked up on your ruse. Yes, Dennis. Hello, how can I help you, sir?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes. On the list. I thought maybe you were just broaching that as a subject of conversation. Real estate. Whoopi Goldberg is on the list. She is number 7. So far people have guessed 3, 4, 5, and 7, but not 6. I'm checking her off right here. She had 6% of the vote. So far, Sarah guessed number 1. So people have gotten 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, and that's it. So, and just to make it easier, I'll tell you who we've gotten so far. Joan Rivers, Star Jones, Kathy Bates, Oprah. Whoopi Goldberg. And then there are a few left. There's like 4 left, I guess. So, no. Whoopi Goldberg is not on the list. Somebody did, I think somebody emailed that early, and I thought I said it, but no. Sadly, no. She is on the list with 7, but not number 6, sir.
Ooh.
Sorry about that, my friend. All right, there you go. That's Dennis. Thank you. Thank you for calling, though.
All right,
there you go. We'll do one more, and then we'll break. We'll come back here. We're talking about this list, the 10 female celebrities who should never have a Hollywood love scene. This is according to this poll they did. It's a real poll. I'm not making it up. 8,000 people. And so we're talking about number 6 on the list. And if you guess number 6, you get a copy of Return of the Jedi and a pair of passes to the OMSI. Pardon me. The OMSI Star Wars exhibit.
That's what your button's for.
What?
You're belching on
the
air.
I didn't belch. I held it back. I swallowed it back
down.
Okay,
that's even grosser.
Is this Pharaoh? Well, tell her to hold.
Funny.
No, come on. Let me have my Mary Jape. What do you do? Scarlett
it's
O'Hara
so
over there?
It's so hot in here.
Sarah's fanning herself like...
Dennis
like
is fanning himself,
Gone
too.
With the Wind style.
And so are you, I might add.
I'm mocking you. I'm fanning. We should totally get a guy... We should get a guy to come in here and fan you while you work. It was your birthday. It's your birthday week.
It is.
It's your birthday week, and
like
I haven't
Scotty
gotten
J to do it.
I haven't gotten you a present, so I could have a man come in and
I
fan
know.
You.
What's with that? I always get you a present.
That's not true.
Well, I know, but
you never get me a present.
You give me a present.
Well, I have half of your present, but I'm waiting on the other half.
Oh yeah, no, it's you that always gets me a present.
Yeah, it's you that never gets me one.
I've gotten you presents.
What's the last present you got me?
Our friendship.
Okay.
Callers on line 1.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't remember. I know I bought you something.
Uh huh. Okay.
I go shopping with you.
That's true. No, the present you give me, you give me the gift of style.
I give you the gift of no long hair and silk shirts.
It's true. No shark skin. You don't let me dress like Scotty J anymore.
Yeah.
We got to buy hats. Don't let me forget. Can we do the hat shopping tomorrow?
Yeah. We can go tomorrow.
Tomorrow like 4, 5?
Does it have to be loose around the front?
Well, probably not really, really tight.
Maybe we'll have to get...
One word.
Yeah.
Fedora.
Nah, I can't wear a fedora to work, though. Because the rest of my wardrobe doesn't work with that. Jack
can
Elder
pork
can
pie
do
hat.
You couldn't do an all-black fedora.
I couldn't, no, because the rest of my outfit is just like, I dress like a Ramon.
Yeah, but you're going to look so weird in a baseball cap.
I'm going to look like Court in a baseball cap. Just say it. Say what it is. You know what I mean? Court, from Court and Fat Boy?
Oh, I don't know.
He has the suburban metal guy outfit. It's jeans, black t-shirt, hat. You know, the baseball cap. That's it. Jack Elder can make the fedora work. You know why? Slacks, button-down, tie. Kind of rumpled in a cool sort of Humphrey Bogart 50s kind of way. You know, Jack Elder's kind of got that dangling the cigarette and sort of, you know, like he's running the numbers in the back streets kind of guy. I can't do that.
Kango.
Okay, stop. You're like the third person to say, you wear a Kango. It's not going to work.
You might be another one
Kango.
Of those snap front.
No. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about an LL Cool J circa 1983
That's
Kango.
What I'm saying, like gold rope, too.
No.
I have to wear fur.
Like a cap.
But you're talking about the snap brim like the Charles Dickens, like the Oliver Twist.
No, or you can wear one of those ones that's...
They,
like a little circle, but then it has a little teeny brim.
That's what I'm saying. Like the snap brim British.
No.
Like the British cabbie hat that snaps.
We'll do this tomorrow when we're shopping. We really need to.
It's a fascinating discussion. People find this interesting.
I bet they do. You know, we should probably pick up Pharaoh and then break.
Oh, hello. Hello, Pharaoh.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I would like to formally apologize to Scotty because now I do realize that it really was your fault that I was waiting so long. And,
Scotty just lie to you? What did Scotty say?
He said it was Rick's fault.
And how is it my fault? I had no idea you were on a payphone. This is not the way to curry favor.
I want you to tell him also that Dane Cook will be on your show. You should be privileged that, you know, you got such an offer.
Then what now?
You're privileged that you got such an offer. I want your solemn oath.
My solemn oath that I will what?
Have him on your show. What?
You seem really disproportionately angry about this.
You need to have him on your show.
You've left her waiting on a payphone for like a half an hour.
I didn't do that. Scotty did that. I didn't know.
I believe, Scotty, that it's your fault.
How is it?
I do apologize, Scotty.
Okay, again, not currying favor with the host. Okay, so you are a big Dane Cook fan.
Yes.
And so you believe that I ought to be in it. Now, but the thing is, I don't care enough about Dane Cook to even be able to feign interest. So here's the thing.
But your show's for the listener, yeah?
It is true. No, that's true. It is for the people. This show is of, by, and for the people. I have always said that. But here's the thing. So I don't want to do a lackluster job. Hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do a lackluster sort of half-assed job of interviewing Dane Cook. So here's what I will do. Pharaoh, since you're so demanding, here's what I will do. I will book Dane Cook on the show if I can get someone to come in and conduct the interview for me and to be interesting and to ask, you know, to become. And because to show that Rick Emerson cares, you damn woman, you may now give me one question that you would like asked specifically, and I will make sure that it gets asked. Go.
Why is he out on stage? He's fantastic and smart and funny, and it seems like he could be doing other things.
Are you a stalker?
No.
You know you're not really married
to
him.
Okay. Have you heard that rumor that he's actually been stealing a great majority of his jokes?
It's not really a rumor,
okay.
I don't think.
Did you read all the stories and all the proof that he's stealing his jokes?
And, by the way, Employee of the Month was great because the blonde chick wasn't really a big part of the movie at all.
Okay. So your question for Dane Cook is, why are you on stage?
Yes.
Really? You sure you want to use your one question on this?
I don't really know what else I would ask him.
Okay. Hold on. Why are you on stage? From Pharaoh. Age.
Who are you going to have conduct the interview?
Some guy. Well, not me. It's got to be a guy, and he will come on, and he will say he's Rick Emerson, and he will conduct the interview and ask interesting questions, and then I can just sit in the corner and do nothing and get paid for it.
Can it be anybody?
It could be anybody who knows what they're doing. It could be you if you can kind of lower your voice and pretend that you're me. It could be the Raquel Emerson show, I suppose.
Would it be scripted?
Well, you'd have to probably prepare in advance.
I see.
Do you want to interview Dane Cook?
I would be very nervous. I didn't want to be on the radio in the first place. I just wanted to pass along the information that I really want him on your show.
And yet you waited 15 minutes to be on the radio. I'm not heckling.
I've been happy telling Scotty and having him tell you.
I'm not heckling. I'm saying you think that you're nervous, and yet here you are. You're a brave young lady. That's my point.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What class are you late for, Pharaoh?
Math at Mount Hood.
At Mount Hood Community College?
Yes, sir.
What kind of math class is this?
A low math class. You know something interesting? On the internet, they do not have your prerequisites. Very interesting.
Okay. You know what? The answer is frequently C, just so you know.
Yeah. I've gotten really far with that.
All right, Pharaoh. So are you a long-time listener? Are you a new listener? What's your deal?
I have been listening since you came back on the air.
God bless you. Are you spreading the word, Pharaoh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do our best to get Dane Cook on. If I can find some guy
convincingly,
do the interview. We'll do it just for you. Okay?
Thanks very, very much.
And never say Rick Emerson doesn't care. All right. Thank you, Pharaoh.
And it's always Scotty J's fault, Pharaoh.
It's always Scotty J's fault. All right?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
I can't believe he threw you under the bus like that.
Thanks, Scotty. Oh, yeah, that'll come back.
I know.
Maybe a while.
You're totally dying to know what Pharaoh looks like.
Is it Pharaoh or Sparrow?
I thought it was Pharaoh.
I thought it was Pharaoh, too, but...
Is it Sparrow?
Yeah, she sounds hot.
She avoided the PH question. As in...
You mean her alkaline level?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of you asked her if her name was...
Oh, but that's why when she got cut off, though. That's when she got cut off.
Making the point, not her alkaline level.
Okay, do we have to break?
Yes.
Break, we'll come back. Quick few headlines with Tim Riley. Talk more with Dennis Pitzenbarger. If you... we'll take these calls. Scotty, try to keep a line open. If you would like to interview Dane Cook this week and pretend that you are me... please now to be calling 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the business. Don't go anywhere. All right, hello there. Oh, listen to this. From Steven. Even spot the logical flaw in this sentence. Rick, the Killers are an effing god-awful band. Wait for it. Go see The Who instead. Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. Here's how little I care about The Who at this point. They actually, and this is completely true, they sent out an email. I don't know if you got this. Did you guys get this? They sent out an email last night, internal CBS. I swear to God, the email said... There are free Who tickets if anybody wants them. Just drop by my office. I hit delete. It's 503-733-2. And apparently they're playing... Are we playing the new... Not we, but somebody says we're playing the new Who single? Or somebody in Portland is.
KGON?
Maybe. Does anybody really need a new... No. I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. We're moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Truth, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Mental health experts are calling for the term schizophrenia to be dropped, saying it has no scientific validity, is imprecise, and stagnating. It is a harmful concept, says Professor Marius Rome, a visiting professor. He adds the symptoms such as delusions, hearing voices, and hallucinations are not the result of an illness, but may be reactions to traumatic and troubling events of life.
Wait, and Sarah just turned what, 26? Good news is, you know, you have now passed the schizophrenia event window, because I believe it is 25.
Ooh.
At the age of 25, you leave the likelihood of you getting schizophrenia drops to, you know, like 98% as soon as you pass 25. It's a weird thing. They don't know why it is. But when you pass 25, bam, if you're not schizophrenic, you're not going to become schizophrenic.
The pioneering pornographic motion picture, Deep Throat, was picked as one of the 100 landmark films of all time by the new Radio Times guy. This is in London. It's compiled by the magazine's film reviewers and staff, putting Deep Throat up there with such cult classics as Citizen Kane, Snow White, and The Seven Dwarfs. Justifying the choice, the editor, Andrew Cullen, said Deep Throat is not necessarily recommended for everyone, but it's a badly made film, but to deny its influence would be pure snobbery.
And it stars a guy named Harry Reams, which is just unpleasant.
Ugh.
Yeah. Have you ever... No, of course you haven't.
I studied it.
Really?
Well, no, in my broadcasting class, yeah.
Dumb question, did they have you watch parts of it?
No.
Boy, I saw that documentary, the Inside Deep Throat, the Brian Grazer documentary about it, and that was really uninteresting. It's the worst film. It's not even a good porn film. I mean, it makes sex look like something that you would never even want to do. It just makes it look like a terrible, icky thing that you would never want to subject yourself to. Shall we do one more? Let's do one more, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a Britney watch.
Here's a Britney Spears watch.
Think I did it again.
Is that a mule? Is that what that is?
It sounds like a mule.
All right. Dennis, that always sound familiar?
Hey.
I'm just saying. Is it a baby? It's a baby, right? I'm just kidding. That's it's not a mule. It's a baby.
Thanks.
I'm not saying you have a mule for a child. No.
So then you're talking about my wife.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. No, I was just kidding. I said it's a mule. It is a baby, is it not? Only Scotty J knows for sure. All right, here's Tim Riley.
I'm just going to let you keep stepping on yourself.
I'm not calling your child a mule. Here's Tim Riley.
Britney Spears is set to divorce wayward husband Kevin Federline after he was busted with three strippers in his Vegas hotel room. Federline left Britney and the kids at home to party the weekend away with pals and random women at the Town Nightclub in Vegas with his bodyguard, reportedly slamming a camera into the face of a photographer who tried to take a snap of the partying Kevin. Britney told a pal, "I've had it with him. But I threatened divorce before he told me, you haven't got the guts." Well, we'll see about that.
Oh,
what an ass.
What an ass. That guy's begging for it. Oh, I hope she gives him nothing.
The news might be exactly what Kevin Federline wants. Gossips say the aspiring rapper stands to gain a reported $10 million in Britney's fortune with a divorce.
Not if he's, you know, with hookers or strippers or with
beating up camera
guys. Yeah,
that's infidelity, right?
Well, it's certainly grounds for a divorce. Well, although, where do they live? Do they live in California?
Yeah.
That's a no-fault state, though. Half down, it's 50-50. California's a no-fault state. Our friend from 3 to 7 will tell you all about that.
Unless like she kept her address in Louisiana where like her family lives.
I think it's where you're married, though. And I
she
think
was married in... No, she wasn't married in Vegas. That was her first one.
They're resident. They live in California, though.
Yeah.
And it's so you're married in California, I think, because they live in California. And so it's divided by the state laws of California, which is 50-50. Yeah, there's no fault there. Damn.
Oh, damn.
Oh, sorry, Brittany. All right. Well, who could have seen that guy?
Well, she should convince him to move to another state and then divorce
and dump him. There you go. Now you're thinking like mm-hmm. Likas. By the way, don't forget Likas coming to town Friday, November 3rd. He's going to be live at Barracuda. Be listening for details. We'll be doing a show from our studios on Thursday. And then live Friday, November 3rd, Tom Likas will be doing a show at Barracuda. So be listening. Have more about that. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Brittany Watch with Tim Riley.
World's greatest news. Thank you, Tim Riley.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
I don't even know what it is now.
You see, my problem is this.
That part's a baby.
Innocent.
Well, what can you do? It's 5-0. Yeah, boy, that's just, you know, that's the problem with living in a state like that. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can be out chainsawing up call girls, and they still have to give you half.
Wow. Likas 101 might be switched to Sarah 102.
Well, no, but you know, like I said, same thing for women. If you're a wealthy chick, man, you got to be careful if you live in a state like that. So, all right. Well, let's, Dennis, well, we got to take some more of these calls. We got to do another one break, but I know you got stuff to pimp. Go.
Oh,
you got a TV show, which, what, a 1.1 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we actually got a bigger rating. I don't, you know what it is? It's only because, basically, you're like the Fonzie of AM.
Please now to explain.
Well, because the only reason that people actually watch the show is because I get invited on here to talk about what I don't know.
Does that mean I have to jump a shark at some point?
Only if it's on a motorcycle okay. And you wear a one-piece. Okay. But it's because I think people actually listen to this show, and then you say, you should watch it, so they do. I don't think they actually watch the whole show. I just think they're nice enough to tune in the television and then go outside and enjoy
the
afternoon.
They have it all while they're out there getting, well, mowing the lawn. It's a cool show that good, I mean, I always say this, and it sounds like a backhanded compliment, but it's true. It's a real TV show.
That it is.
I mean, you know, but people sometimes, they think of like, you know, it's some guy in a cardboard set on cable access. No, it's a cool show. You guys have got a real cool TV show going there.
We've been very fortunate to try to put it together and make it look professional. It can only get better. And again, it's just a matter of being able to come on here and pimp it. It is, yeah. Like I said, if you give it the A, you know, I'm good.
Stop.
The Fonzie, right. the Rickafelli.
And no, so there's something in there. Saturday, 12:30.
Actually, and I got this just for you. It is Sunday.
God damn it.
12:30 on either Portland CW Channel 3, if you have Bunny Ears or Comcast or any of those.
Right.
But if you do have Direct Television, it is also on 703.
703. There you go.
See, I knew there was another one. I just didn't. I made up some other thing earlier about, like, point something.
And then you got the Column in the Tribune.
Column in the Tribune is coming up this
week. What are you
weekend. Driving? The Land Rover LR3, the one I talked about going on the beach. And right now I'm driving an FX45, a really cool Infiniti Sport Utility. So I'll talk about that the week after.
You going to hook Sarah up with a car?
I thought we were. I actually
want to hook a sister up.
I couldn't find the parts when we were actually talking about the Yaris.
Yeah, we need to find. Well, what we need to do is that, well, we can just recreate it. We'll do it next week, and then we'll hand it to them like it's new. And I would. They talked about how they wanted Sarah to drive the Yaris because it is in the core demographic of who is looking at that car.
And no, it's a cool car.
So we'll have to talk about that in the future.
All right, let me do a couple of these, and then we'll break real quickly here. I'm just going to take these in the order they're here. Kelly, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
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 Hey. Hey, my guest was Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller. I think she's dead, isn't she?
No, I don't think she's dead.
We had this discussion the other day because I couldn't tell the difference in her and Carol Channing. No, you're right.
No, wait. My friend just said she wasn't dead.
Okay, Phyllis Diller.
But our other thing was, how about Gloria Peterson in a spandex Riddler outfit?
Oh! Oh! All right, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm gonna put you on hold. Now, you have not won anything yet, but just because of that image, Uh-huh. I'm going to put you on hold. If no one gets it by the end of the show, I think we may actually give you to that just because of that horrific mental image.
Okay.
So, and we're behind anyway. Today we were supposed to give away two because we didn't get yesterday's given away, and so I can't not give one today away.
Okay.
So we got, and by the way, never don't everybody go freaking out about it because we got another one tomorrow and another one Thursday, and then I'm gone on Friday, but our good friend Tim Savage is going to be here. We got one on Friday as well. So, all right. So, Kelly, I'm going to put you on hold. If nobody gets it by the end of the show, we will give that to you just for that horrific mental. Don't try to outdo him with call with like Estelle Getty and Saran Wrap or some crap. Adam, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir. Adam.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about this poll about which female celebrities should never have a Hollywood love scene. If you can guess who's number six on this list, you win the OMSI Star Wars passes.
I'm going to guess Cher.
No, although, the thing about Cher is,
back in the day, she was kind of hot.
She was really hot, man. You see her back in the 60s, the Sonny and Cher, she was smoking. It's sad, actually, when you see a hideous person and you see them back when they were attractive. She's not on the list now, although it's a good guess. She's not on the list, but it's weird that you see her now and she does. It's like psychologically you know that she can't really look that good, but your eyes see her and she still visually she looks attractive. But you just know if you get to like Kurt Loder, you know if you get up close, it's probably a whole different story.
It reminds me of like an extra from the House of Wax with a little too much lighting.
She is kind of a bot. She's a fembot. Oh, we lost that. There we go. I'll do one more here and then we'll break. James, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hello. I was calling actually about Dane Cook.
So now, are you volunteering to do the Dane Cook interview?
Well, yeah, I would definitely be willing to do that. I think you're missing the cultural significance of him.
I understand that the kids like him.
The kids love him. He's a huge MySpace geek.
Yeah, I know.
Like you are. And I don't know. I just think that, he just had that HBO thing, which was a big deal.
Well, he had Tourgasm and Retaliation, I know, is the big CD that I get. Look, I'm not knocking the guy. God love him. More power to him. I understand that he's really popular, and I know about him in a pop culture sense, because, again, I follow pop culture. I know the legend of his MySpace and selling out the Madison Square Garden gig using only his MySpace advertising and nothing else. And I'm just saying I don't find him funny. That's my whole thing. God love him. And I wish, I know who he is, and I admire all he's done with very little promotion early on. As a comic, though, I just don't think he's funny. He just doesn't make me laugh. He's a little too bland for my taste. That's my only thing.
I'd love to hear a back and forth between the two of you, though. I think that, you could, ask him about how all the kids like him, does he have a problem with, 16-year-old girls coming after him and wanting him? And
sounds like you ought to be doing the interview.
Well, I would be willing to do it.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
We would get your information, and then we got a break here, but we would get your information. We would book the interview at a certain time, and then the deal is, because he's going to be on the phone too, so he won't know the difference, we will have you come on, and then we will give you a few seconds, to kind of steal yourself, and then we will just patch the phone in with him, and you will welcome him on as though you are the host, and because you're both on the phone, he won't know you're not.
Well, that's true. Do I have to use the cadence in your voice, kind of like this?
No, all you have to do is say that you're me. He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know anything about me, so he won't know the difference. All you got to do is say that you're me, conduct the interview.
I'll do it I'll do it.
All right, James, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Damn Pharaoh, never said I never did anything for you. All right, James, Scotty, would you get James's info? Thank you. Break here, we'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Radio. I love it when you get the scoldy look on your face. I'm sorry.
So hot in here.
I'm sorry, baby. Dennis.
Are you warm, Dennis?
Fan Sarah with something.
Okay. We're fanning ourselves.
It's cooking in here. I'm telling you, man. I got to go have a meeting with the big man, and I'm going to end up stinking him right out of the office.
Back after this is the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere! Okay. We're now on the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us at 3. Don't forget, he'll be here on November 3rd, Friday, at Barracuda. We're here with Dennis Pitzenbarger. When's the new Tribune come out? Wednesday? I'll get this right. About the time you quit working there, I'll get it. Friday.
Very early Thursday morning. No, I screwed it up. Late Thursday night, early Friday morning. All over the city of Portland.
Okay.
I can use that to line something as you watch the television show on Sunday.
Hmm?
looking for some input because no one watches unless you tell them to. Tell your loyal audience to watch the
Sunday,
show.
12:30.
On?
Wait. If you're here and you got Comcast or Rabbit Ears, it's Channel 3. It is Channel 703 if you have DirecTV. Tell me I don't listen, bastard.
Give me a hug.
No, I'm not going to hug you.
Hug him.
Rick,
give
did
him
you hear?
Give him a big sweaty man hug.
You don't want to see that.
Give me.
Even you who finds that hot would... Oh, no,
oh,
no.
I just want him to hug you because I know he's profusely sweating.
I do.
Aww.
I know.
Oh, you're moist. Oh, that's hideous.
We're all moist. It's disgusting.
We're
in here.
All moist here.
And not in a good way.
Do you remember when you were moist? Rick, traffic chick Jenny Hogan announced this morning... If you had to guess what shoe size Jenny Hogan, Sarah's so-called replacement on Coin, has, what size would you guess?
Nine.
We're talking women's size now. Guess?
Nine?
No.
Nine?
Five?
No.
What is she, water?
Are they really big or really small?
11.
Whoa.
She that was a great, see? The genuine shock. Announced this morning she has, quote, all caps, huge feet, size 11 women's.
I saw her on the air one day. She is really cute.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That camera cute or real life cute?
No, she looked. You know, she was really well put together. She looked really cute.
Sometimes the camera can lie. You know, did you ever see somebody that photographs really well and then person? A whole different story.
Wonder if she's into water skiing.
What? See, why do you have to make everything ugly? Why do you have to turn everything into hate?
I don't hate her. I'm just making fun of her.
Wait, hold on. Listen, is Pharaoh back in a phone booth? You're supposed to be. Young lady, aren't you supposed to be at school?
I explained to Scotty that once you're 30 minutes late for a 50-minute class, it's kind of pointless to go.
There's your math lesson right there. Pharaoh is in a car going 30 miles an hour. She stops at a phone booth all day. All right, so how can I help you again, Pharaoh?
So I wanted to do the interview if you so would like it.
Well, I believe that we already have someone lined up to do it.
Alrighty.
But I have your question here, which is the why are you on stage? And
yes,
I believe that we will have this this question be first up. If you like, drop me an email.
Yes.
And if he backs out, we'll go ahead and line you up. But I think we do have a guy's good to drop us an email. It's Rick at Rick Emerson. And then that way we'll have you sort of in reserve if he freaks out on us.
I can do that.
All right. Thank you.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Now she's just trying too hard by calling me sir all the time. Now she's trying to play to my Joan Cusack fantasies. Sir, it's going to look like an accident.
Who's paying for her education?
What?
I'm just curious of who's paying for those classes she's missing.
I think his first name is Sugar. It's 503-733-2297. They make a note of that because we will be back tomorrow. All right. So we didn't get anybody. We did not get a winner on this. I could milk this for months. This top 10 female celebrity. Roll your eyes at me. It was interesting.
It's been so thrilling. Just say who it was.
It has been thrilling. I'm not going to say it.
Just say it. Let's do something different tomorrow.
I'm surprised who's on that list.
All right. Well, this goes against my instincts, which is just to stretch it. You know what it is? I won't do this tomorrow. Here's the thing. I won't do the same contest tomorrow, but I'm going to reveal it tomorrow.
Ooh.
Pulling people from one day. Through another. Cume decor, Sarah.
That'll build our TSL.
Cume decor. You know, somebody needs to go sit in a place where it's a little cool and be a little spiky today, I think.
What? Spiky? Are you kidding me?
A little less sarcastic about my attempts to build an audience, Sarah Dillon. That's all. Somebody needs to have a little more waving action.
I'm just saying, you know what? It's nice that you were attempting. Thank you, Dennis. It's nice that you were attempting to try and get something done, but the fact of the matter is we've been doing this for 4 hours and we still have nothing done.
That's not true. I got half the list done.
You got the list done, but we still don't have a winner.
We do. We're going to give it to the guy who said the Gloria Peterson.
I think he's in. I'm completely entertained.
Gloria Peterson wrapped in a tight towel or whatever the hell he said.
No, that was you.
Oh, all right. 503-733-2970. Make a note because we'll be back tomorrow. Oh, is this Mailman Chris? Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
Listen is a person in your neighborhood.
Oh, there's air. Thank God. Then we'll be able to do the rest of the show. Mailman Chris, hello, sir.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah?
Rick's a little grumpy today.
I'm feeling perfectly fine and chipper
Rick's
today.
Grumpy.
Rick is
grumpy.
Rick is happy. Rick is the happy center.
Rick has the premenstrual blues.
That's not... Whoa.
Well, you got to Lisa Goddard and Ed McCarthy. You got
those right before
five.
The menstrual reds. What?
You got your top five. You did not play the song from The Listener?
I can say that. No, I didn't play the song from The Listener.
You didn't get to the nipple emails?
Oh, that's not true. I did read nipple emails.
You...
Sherrod, you are.
You didn't. Well, you read one. You talked about nipples.
You know, you're not yourself, though, because of the stealing and the loss of things and the yelling by your boss. You're not yourself. You're out of your head.
Well, you said plural, but I'll give it to you. What the
Thank
hell?
Thank you, sir.
You did
it's
not
the
play
heat.
The Weekend Geek.
That's true. I did not play the Weekend Geek.
And you said it was going to be a two-time ticket giveaway. And so far, you haven't given any tickets away.
That's not true. We gave away a pair.
Not yet.
I just 30 seconds ago said, oh, you sons of bitches. Okay. Now you're just screwing with me.
I do have a guess for you. Maybe it'll be the right person.
All right.
Is it Wynonna Judd?
No. Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
No. No. No, it's not. Well. But thank you for putting that image in my head.
You're welcome, buddy.
There you go. Like losing yourself in a mudslide. All right. All right. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and cheerful Sarah X. Dillon, AM 970. We are... You know, I think the heat is getting to us, actually. I feel a little bit better now that the cool air is blowing back in here.
So we can actually breathe.
I thank Dennis Pitzenbarger, Lisa Goddard, Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop, Tim Riley, the news director. Our PA is Scotty Jane. Of course, the manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. See y'all tomorrow at 11. As always, my friends, don't let the bastards grin again. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.